A major Garda operation is underway across the country today to encourage people not to take part in protests, street or house parties. It comes amid warnings that compliance with COVID-19 restrictions by members of the public has deteriorated and that an inevitable level of weariness is having consequences for policing. That warning has come from the Policing Authority. Its latest report on Garda actions during lockdown is out today. Its chairperson, Bob Collins, joins us now. Bob Collins, you're welcome. Why do you say that support for the guidelines is fraying in this report?
Well, there's probably a degree of inevitability that since this health emergency has lasted a great deal longer than anybody expected, that an element of weariness would enter into the public when people face into this prolonged period of enforced inactivity or limitation. And there are indications, not just from the outreach work that the Policing Authority has done with organisations across the country, but also from anonymised mobile data published by the CSO, by indications of traffic numbers, and not least by the number of instances in which fixed penalty notices, fines have been imposed, which together indicate that while the vast majority are making every effort to operate within the guidelines and to observe the legislation and the regulations, that it is fraying in relation to some, and that does have consequences. This is a challenging environment for policing at the best of times, a pandemic that has endured for as long as this one has. This complicates matter because it does tend to get in the way of the high quality of the relationship that had existed heretofore, particularly during the duration of the pandemic, between Gardaí and the public.
You've based that finding, though, that conclusion, largely on conversations, isn't it, within the community sector and those who work regularly with young people?
Well, that's an important contribution to it, but as I say, we looked also at the CSO data, at traffic information, and at the application of or the imposition of fines. But undoubtedly, the outreach that has been done to organisations, voluntary, statutory, community across the country over the course of the last 12 months, and which has featured consistently in these COVID reports. This is now the 12th of those reports to the minister. That does indicate that there is a certain fraying, a certain, well, as I said, weariness, but also that the quality of the relationship, a slight erosion of goodwill that had existed heretofore, that was a particular characteristic of the relationship between Gardaí and public earlier, that there is some evidence of that now. And that is not without consequence, and that is something we will be looking very closely at. This is a difficult time for Gardaí, for people who are in the position of enforcing, ultimately, the regulations. These are people who have to live with the consequences in their own lives, within their own families, and they also find themselves, because of the nature of policing work, often in uncontrolled environments, in difficult circumstances, in necessary close contact, where social distancing and the other measures may not be either practical or possible. There is an issue there too.
In the 7 weeks until March the 11th, just over 13,000 fixed penalty notices were issued. How many of those related to the protest on Grafton Street last month?
I don't have that detail, and I'm not sure that detail is available at this stage. The vast majority were in relation to gatherings in dwellings or other than in dwellings, and relatively few in relation to some of the other areas. I don't have the detail in relation to Grafton Street.
I ask that question because people are frustrated because they witness large groups at protests like the one in the city centre last month in clear defiance of the public health guidelines. And in their minds, that is tolerated to some degree by the authorities. And we don't know, as you've just said, how many fixed penalty notices were issued to any of those people who took part in that protest. And yet, if people feel that they gather in a house when they're not meant to, maybe visiting extended family, if they travel beyond 5K, if they cycle with five or six people rather than with two people, they'll face fines.
Well, steady on, perhaps. I think that there is a qualitative the existence of the emergency regulations does not displace the constitutional right to make a protest. And there is a qualitative difference between exercising that right and between having a house party. I think that if whatever the number of fines that were issued in relation to the event in Grafton Street, there will have been a tiny, minuscule percentage of the total fines that have been issued.
But is that not a super spreader event at great risk? Because, I mean, we all saw the images. Those people were not socially distanced. That is a greater risk, is it not, than four or five people in a house?
I'm not sure, to be perfectly honest, what point you're making, because we all saw the images, we saw precisely the character of that event, and we saw the approach that was taken by some who were protesting towards Gardaí.
I suppose I'm asking you, the point is that you're unable to tell us how many of the fixed penalty notices, just over 13,000 of them, how many related to that protest. And I'm just putting the point to you that in many people's minds, they see two approaches by the Gardaí in relation to these big protests and in relation then to the individual and family activities that they may take.
I don't think they do see that. I think that most people, most reasonable people who looked at any of the images from that protest will have seen an outrageous assault on members of the Garda Síochána Síochána who were simply doing their job, who were trying to contain, permit, facilitate, if that's the word, but who were trying to contain a demonstration which was unlawful, which manifested none of the care and concern that should have been manifested by anybody in these circumstances. And I don't think that they would have compared that to a decision taken to impose a fine on people in a house party or on a street party or travelling abroad unnecessarily. I think people have the capacity to distinguish between that kind of a violent eruption in Dublin City and between some of the other issues that you identify.
Okay.
And I don't think that is the reason why there might be a weariness or a weakening in that sense of communal, shared communal commitment to the cause of fighting the pandemic. I think that there are real issues in relation to disparate levels of activity. I think that people are apprehensive when they see the fact that house parties, to use that term, gatherings in dwellings, happen, and would be really concerned if they were happening with impunity and if there were no consequences.
We will leave it
there. Because there are health consequences.
We're over time, but thank you very much. Bob Collins, Chairperson of the Policing Authority.